Will Forte's name used to be thought of simply as a funny man on Saturday Night Live, where he was a cast member for 8 years. But now it's his acting chops that are drawing attention, especially with his role in Alexander Payne's hit movie Nebraska. He plays Bruce Dern's son, the thoughtful, somewhat lost David, who finds himself on a bizarre road trip to redeem a $1 million sweepstakes prize. He's already won the National Board of Review's Best Supporting Actor Award, and I'm very pleased that he could join me today to discuss his wonderful journey. Hi.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm okay. Was it weird to go from being the one with all the funny lines to something where you're the straight man to Bruce Dern?
It was so exciting to play the straight man. You know, I was brought up in the Groundling system. That's where I started doing comedy. And in that system, everyone is playing the crazy person at times, and then you'll be the straight person when your friend is playing the crazy person.
So, and there is an art to being the straight man, isn't there?
Oh yeah, yeah. No, it's definitely a necessary skill in sketch comedy, and you know, it's definitely a different type of straight person that I'm playing in this movie. But it, you know, the having that experience coming through sketch comedy really helped.
You've said that you felt a weird connection to your character.
Yeah, my grandfather on my mother's side was a man of very few words, like Bruce's character in the movie. So I was used to that kind of communication and you know, or lack of communication, I guess, is a better way of putting it. You know, just that frustration that you can have with when you don't get what you want communication-wise from somebody else.
So you
could
draw upon that experience when you're playing this role.
Yeah.
I heard that you were nervous about people seeing you in it. Why?
Oh, I was just – it was such a completely new – experience. I wasn't nervous about people seeing me. I was almost more nervous just watching myself, me seeing me in it. You know, it just was such a new experience. You feel very vulnerable. You know, I'm so used to playing characters, and this was way more like just being myself, which is hard to get used to.
Harder than running around naked with a piece of celery lodged between your rear end?
No question it's harder. I didn't do that. MacGruber did that. I'm playing the character of David in this movie Nebraska, but it still at times felt like I was playing Will in the movie.
So had you always thought of just doing comedy? Had you ever considered acting, dramatic acting?
Not really. I
mean, your name is so perfect for a dramatic actor.
Thank
Orville
you.
Willis Forte the Fourth.
I know it's a very dramatic name. I never really went into it. I've never planned out my career. So I started doing comedy because it just felt like the right thing to do, and I had so much fun doing it, and I never really thought, oh, geez, should I try drama out? I want to try everything. I just, you know, I never thought that anybody would give me a chance to do drama.
So, and now I suspect you're going to get a lot of roles where you actually are going to just be a straight actor.
Well, it would be so fun to have an experience like this again, but I'm not going to get greedy. Just to get a chance to do it once was a huge thrill.
Well, some people say the hardest acting is comedy.
Oh, I don't know. It's, you know, I'm just so used to that now. I love comedy with all my heart, so I'm excited to do more comedy stuff too if somebody will let me do it.
My guest is Will Forte, who plays David Grant in Alexander Payne's Nebraska. Just won the Best Supporting Actor Award from the National Board of Review, has also been nominated for an Independent Spirit Award, and we as yet don't know about the Oscars. How did you hear about this role? Did Alexander Payne call you?
No, I have an agent who told me about the script. I read the script, loved the script. As I said earlier, felt a connection to the character, but just never in a million years would I think that I'd be able to get this job. You know, it's Alexander Payne, who is one of the best directors there is. So I there's just was no realistic way to think that I would get this role. So I it's just been very exciting.
And you sent in an audition tape?
Sent in a tape of myself doing a couple scenes. After about 4.5 months, heard back from him that...
Four and a half months? Isn't that pretty long?
Oh, yeah. But it wasn't this excruciating period of time because I just assumed that I had no shot to get this role. So I sent in the tape and just stopped thinking about it immediately. So out of the blue, after 4.5 months, got this call that he had liked it enough to call me in person, which was a huge thrill right there just to know that I had some kind of positive feedback. I didn't think it would go further than that meeting in person. And then a month after reading the scenes to him in person, I got the part, and it just was amazing. The best phone call of all time.
Well, this is a rather complicated character that you play, a guy who we sympathize with, even though he, I don't want to say he's a loser, but he's a lost, he seems to be a lost soul.
I'll accept loser. That's all right.
He's in a dead-end job, perhaps one of the more dead-end jobs these days.
Yeah.
Because he he's a stereo salesman at a time when the whole record business is dying.
Yeah.
So, and then his he's dumped by his girlfriend.
Yes.
And he is, his father, Woody, is determined to win $1 million. He's sure that he's won it. Yeah. And then you have to make the decision whether to go along with that or not. And you could lose your dead-end job because you have to take a lot of time to help him travel to Nebraska to claim the money.
Yeah. Well, it's a
Citizens Clearinghouse type of thing.
Yeah. I think it – you know, I just get to the point that it is worth it to it's become such a nuisance, this his you know, hunt for this $1 million, that I figure if I take him to Lincoln, he'll realize it's a sham, move past it. You know, it's worth it for me to take him down, and in that process we learn a lot about each other, or actually I'd learn more about him.
And you learn an awful lot about your relatives.
Yeah.
Who feel that they're very superior to you, even though the audience feels obviously you're superior to them. You got a lot of laughs out of their sense of superiority, and some people were concerned about that.
Oh,
that the audience is laughing at them.
Well, I think it's really interesting because there certainly are some very colorful characters that we see, and I think some people think, oh, you're making fun of the people of Nebraska, but I just feel like these are people that are in every state. This group just happens to be in Nebraska. So you could make this movie in Florida. Yeah, you know, it certainly would be have a different look. There'd be different exteriors. But there are people like this in every state. Wonderful
Especially
people.
Especially Florida.
Yeah. No, I'm not singling out Florida now. I'm saying, you know, a lot of these situations seem incredibly familiar to me. I'm from California. There's one very funny scene where all the older men of this family are sitting around talking about cars, watching football, and this is a scene that I experienced in my own personal life in Modesto, California, with my grandpa and all his family. So it's there's a lot of stuff in there that is very relatable.
Bruce Dern has been in about 80 or so movies. What's it like to work with someone like him?
It was okay.
You have to develop some kind of a bond. Is it easy when you're working with somebody who's just been in so many films?
It was very intimidating going in. He was so good to me, though. It was the experience of a lifetime. He made me so comfortable right away, and just guided me through this whole process. It was a wonderful friend, a wonderful teacher. And you know, helped use this experience, that I was intimidated by, he used this experience to make me a better actor. It was amazing.
He's also an incredible storyteller, and he loves trivia questions. How many trivia questions did you have to deal with?
His trivia questions, I would get all the time, and they're so obscure. Some of them that
who
he
was
would
on base when Bobby Thompson hit his home run that won the pennant for the Giants in 1952. That was one of the questions he asked me.
Did you know?
I guess it was Monty Irvin and somebody else. Monty Irvin actually had gotten on base, but then he was replaced by a pinch runner. I don't remember.
Oh, geez.
How many, you know, what football team has supplied the most quarterbacks to the Super Bowl? What college football team?
I remember it.
He likes that one.
Stanford? Oh, no. The question that I got was how many Pac-10 quarterbacks had gone to the Super Bowl? Or he said like six have gone to the Super Bowl. Can you name them? Hmm. And I got a lot of them, but I'm also a Pac-10 person, or Pac-12 now.
Wasn't one of your first jobs as a writer for The Late Show with David Letterman?
Yeah, it was my very first job was the Jenny McCarthy sketch show on MTV, and then went to The Late Show with David Letterman.
Although you had wanted to be a financial broker?
Well, I don't know if wanted to be is the best way to phrase that. My dad was in that industry, and I didn't know what I wanted to do.
And or when you say I want to write comedy, that doesn't sound like you're going to earn a whole living.
Well, this was all just my own, all the stuff going through my own head. My family was incredibly supportive of anything I wanted to do. So I went into the financial industry just not knowing what to do, or maybe knowing I wanted to do comedy and being scared to try it out.
So you went from Jenny McCarthy to Letterman and then to SNL?
Well, I went from Letterman to a bunch of sitcoms, the biggest ones being Third Rock from the Sun and That 70s Show, and went from 70s Show to SNL.
And didn't you turn down?
I did. You have a lot of experience going to sitcoms that maybe don't last very long. So you're constantly struggling for a job that's going to last for a while. And I got to this wonderful job, That 70s Show, which had just been picked up for an additional 2 years at the time. I thought, am I going to give this up for to go to SNL and potentially get fired after 9 weeks? What it came down to was I was terrified to fail at my dream, and thank God after a year of not doing it, Lauren came back knowing that I was just scared to do it and offered it to me again. It was I love that guy. He's been so good to me.
And you did well. And I understand now you have a part in a movie based on Elmore Leonard's story, Life of Crime. And also, you're going to be in a Peter Bogdanovich movie called Squirrels to Nuts.
Squirrels to the Nuts. It was so exciting to work with him. If somebody had told me that, a year and a half ago that I would be working with Alexander Payne and Peter Bogdanovich within the next 18 months, I would think they were crazy.
And then going on the Letterman show as a guest, not as somebody who's working on the show.
It was so fun. Dave's one of my heroes, so to get to go up there with him was a really special experience.
But you must have been prepared because you knew that show from both sides.
Yes, yes.
Will Forte plays David Grant in Alexander Payne's Nebraska. He has won the Best Supporting Actor Award from the National Book Board of Review for that performance. My thanks to you for being on our show today.
Thank you for having me.